flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Live from the Mount Carem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Ooh, that is funky. I like what you're doing there.
Funky Figgy, I'm telling
funky
you.
Figgy funky Figgy on today, a funky man. Friday in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Question of the day, Tom. What things are frustrating to wait on, but worth the wait? 713-572-4610. Also, shout out to the folks on the YouTube who are still knee deep in Rockets conversation. Mm-hmm. Really hoped that you got a win in that game yesterday. But again, still acquitted themselves pretty well when you consider missing quite a few players. That was a Jabari Smith Jr. miss. Mm-hmm. Not having him, I'm sure, definitely helped or hurt, rather, in that game. But no Alperin, and you still end up in that space. Although I know John Morant on the other side was not playing. But yeah. Really fun Rocket situation, but this one was more inspired by the other two teams. Mm-hmm. When you talk about Alex Bregman, will they, won't they, that continues to go on even further on. And every day we get more information that makes it even more perplexing. Today the information is that Jorge Polanco signs.
He gone.
Over, he re-signs with the Mariners. Mm-hmm. So that fallback plan, I guess, that it seemed like, or maybe more of a, you know, the plan that they were attacking, mm-hmm. is no longer in play. So it's like, all right, Bregman, I guess. And then, of course, the Texans OC, which it really hasn't been that long, if we're going to be completely honest.
Feels like a million.
But it does.
Yeah.
It feels longer than it has been. But yeah, what's worth waiting for, even though it's frustrating?
So what are you? You know, you got to wait. It's just part. It's just the way it is. But it's worth it. Like we are tapping our fingers, and, you know, waiting for Bregman, waiting for an offensive coordinator. I thought of a couple of them, but I'm interested in our listeners. 713-572-4610.
And somebody came in from the 346 with like the leader in the clubhouse. Like they started the bidding very high, which is payday.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Oh,
waiting
yeah.
on the first and the 15th, baby.
Yeah,
that is
yeah.
worthwhile.
I'm waiting for at least three shows that I binged, and then I got to the end. And they haven't cranked them back up yet.
Yeah, that's getting harder to sell now.
That's a little tricky, man.
That's the worst. It's like, you know, and then you get teases like, oh, you know, whatever show it is.
I think the worst is when the season ends and you like, oh, I can't wait to the next season.
And it's next year.
And yeah, or even when they get back to that show, it's like, man, I waited all year for this.
Yeah.
Nah, I feel like
that's when you'd be a little disappointed.
Mm-hmm. I feel like those are still fine. Like, you know, in the normal run of seasons as TV had been.
Yeah.
Now TV has gotten to a place where you're having these series where, like House of the Dragon or what have you, mm-hmm. where it's like, all right, well, yeah, there you go. There's the end of the season. Next season in 2 years, and you're like, what?
Exactly.
Yeah. What the hell is happening?
2027.
Or you get the reports. They're thinking about rebooting it. Thinking about it. We got to see it. Let's go. That's one that I got like two or three shows right now that I'm like, come on.
Are they the reality ones or scripted?
No, just regular shows like Shrinking. I haven't watched it. I binged like all three or four seasons, whatever it was, and now it's not coming back for like a year.
See, look at you. Don't you feel silly?
I know.
What kind of show is that?
It's a really cool show.
It's on Apple Plus, Apple TV Plus. I can't remember what the actual premise of it is.
It's about, it's shrinking. It's about a psychologist, about a psychologist and his own problems and his own family. But it's really funny. and really cool, you know, really good as well.
What's my guy's name that stars in it again?
Oh boy, you would ask.
Because I almost called him his character's name from How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah, that's the guy.
Some other things that have come in, things that are worth the wait, even if frustrating. Somebody says, sexy time with the wife.
Sure.
Touche. Like, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Especially if it's the wife. Otherwise, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes you might need to go make something happen.
Or what about before you get married and, you know,
the abstinence.
Yeah.
I'm interested in hearing what the text line and what the people have to say about that, because I have some people that are like, nope.
Well, just as a grandpa, it seems like my daughter-in-law has been pregnant for 2.5 years.
I was going to say that, too. Waiting on the baby.
How about this? This is one that just, I guess as you get older, you just get more frustrated with it. A concert to start.
Because you're just thinking about, hey, man.
Man, it's pushing 10 o'clock, baby.
The opener has to come out. They're going to do an encore. When am I getting to sleep?
Yes, exactly.
Nah, sometimes it's frustrating, too, because I got to the point where I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get there a little late because mm-hmm. they usually late. And the one time I did was for Candy Man concert.
Oh, she was on time, huh?
I got in almost at the end of the concert. I'm like, she started on time? Yeah. They said 9 o'clock, the show start. She started probably about 8:50.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? So I missed most of the show.
Shout out to the homie Sean Pendergast of Pain and Pendergast, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. every morning here on Sports Radio 610. He said, when you have a vacation planned out, like mm-hmm. like five months out, and you're just like, I can't wait. I can't wait.
That's a great one.
One is for me. I went through this recently, buying a house.
Oh, yeah.
Going through that process.
That process.
Yeah, where you just like, because you go through a process where everything go on point, mm-hmm. but then it's a waiting process.
Yeah.
Where you waiting for a couple weeks. And then they come through like, all right, we good to go. Let's come through and sign the rest of the papers.
I was thinking about that one with the concert. Remember when I went to Guns N' Roses last year?
Yeah.
Dude, there was a guy yelling behind us because they were supposed to start like at 8:30. It was 10 o'clock and they hadn't started yet.
Oh, man.
And the dude behind me was like, there's old people out here. Hurry up. There's old people out here.
Wait, did he mean that they were just tired or like they might die if you don't get this done?
just get started.
And shout out to the text line. His name is Jason Segal.
Jason Segal.
That's right. Segal, rather. Mm-hmm. I said his name wrong. Mm-hmm. I made him into someone entirely different. For me personally, it always has to do with food. But a well-cooked, either home-cooked meal or just like a really good restaurant.
Dude.
Yeah.
That's on my list.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. And the thing about it for me is, like, I'm cool with waiting because especially if I'm cooking a meal or if I went to a restaurant, I know that that's part of the process. The thing that gets under my skin is the person that goes and they're just like, what's taking them so long? Like, mm-hmm. they back there cooking it. Literally, you ordered it. Yeah. They took it back there. And now that's outside of the circumstances where it's like, this is clearly taking a long time.
Yeah.
But within the normal, and the people are like, well, I'm hungry. I'm like, yeah, but we got here and you were already hungry. That's more on us than it is on
sometimes
it
takes about 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other thing with the restaurant is that super awesome restaurant you've been looking forward to forever, you know, and all of a sudden you get there and you're like, yeah, that'll be an hour and a half. Yeah, an hour and a half.
The wait time. See, now the wait time, that's when we play a game.
Yeah.
Well, hey, y'all know that if you're in there with a group, they say that wait time before you say anything, everybody look at each other.
They're like, what do you think? What do you think?
You want to do this? I do that to my wife every time.
You want
to
do
45 minutes, you good with that?
Sunday
whatever
lunch?
Whatever with me.
Yeah. You go to Sunday lunch and everybody from church is in there waiting. You're like, oh, man. Nah. Yeah. We might need to
I joke around
else.
With I joke around with my wife all the time because she always pick a Sunday morning to go to like Cracker Barrel. I'm like, yo, yeah, great. Everybody waking up Sunday morning wanting to go to Cracker Barrel.
Exactly.
That's the best time to go. Huh?
I got an idea on Sunday morning. Let's go to IHOP. No.
No. It's jam-packed.
No.
Or, dude, just know you got to wait for it. Yeah. Somebody said, while duck hunting?
Duck hunting. That's a good one.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the reasons why I imagine fishing is a similar way.
Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons why I'm not, like, super excited for those instances. Although, I probably do want to go fish just to get the experience. I never fish.
Oh, you came to the right place.
Yes, I very much did.
He ain't going to take you fishing.
I'm not, yeah.
Oh, come on.
You ain't take nobody here fishing, never.
You don't know that.
Oh, wow. This is a good one.
You don't know that.
This is a good one because I actually disagree with this. From the 281, when the parking lot is full, but finding a spot close to the entrance, I am in full disagreement. Just park. Go ahead and walk it in.
I always do that.
You're not, like, those extra steps, probably good for you. Like, we live a sedentary lifestyle. Get them steps in, baby. Yeah. Like, park at the back. Sometimes I park at the back just to do it. It's a little bit sicko, and I understand, but I'm just like, eh.
You know a weird one? And we may be experiencing this next week. Like, you've been looking forward to this vacation or this trip, and then with a couple of days left in the trip, you're like, man, I'm ready to get home.
Oh,
I'm ready to
all
get
the
home.
Time, yeah.
Which is funny because somebody mentioned cruises and they just said cruises, and I'm like, waiting to go on the cruise or once you're on the cruise, waiting
both,
to get home? Because I do think that,
like, starting vacation and then like 5-6 days in, you're like, yeah, let's get
what's
home.
The right vacation timeline? Because, like, I feel like there's a given time on any vacation where you go, all right, time to go home.
Yeah.
And I know that people say, like, Vegas, you're good for like 3 days, and after that, you get the hell out of there. I feel like a cruise, you're probably in that 5 to 7 day range where you're like, yeah, let's go home.
Yeah.
Is that just like, is it 5 to 7 days on any vacation, or for you, are there like,
I'm generally
ones?
A week. Yeah. I'm generally like that. But I like to take that extra day just to recharge at home, that off day before you come back to work.
Somebody said getting home from deployment, Sailor Jimmy. Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Oh,
I'm
boy.
Sure you just got a calendar you're marking off.
Yeah.
And then in a similar way, there's a few people that mentioned retirement. In fact, shout out to Jay Foxman on the YouTube, said retirement at the end of August. Salute to you. But yeah. I imagine. I've been talking to my mom a lot about this, and she's like a few years out, and she just, I could retire in
just
3 years.
Counting down the days.
I could retire in 5 years. And I'm like, goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like this is making it more difficult doing it this way.
Got a text on the bad phone?
Bad phone.
Prison.
Yeah.
What about moving day?
Ooh,
yeah.
Because you be sitting there like, man, it's time to move. But once it come and you all moved in, you like, I'm good now.
What, 3 months in? Because is anybody ever actually all moved in on day one?
No, God,
you
no.
got boxes.
not all moved in, but
getting started.
Everything is there in the house.
Yeah,
and the other place is done.
It's Sean Pendergast, when the Texans were terrible. The NFL draft.
That's right. And you know what that is? That might just be like you're waiting for the relief of, all right, we're not doing mock drafts anymore.
Yeah.
We know what this is.
Well, you've done so many.
Yes, we can move through this. And a decidedly Houston one. Timmy Chance to call your number.
Yeah.
That's right. Just when you're just waiting, or just waiting in line anywhere, and you're just waiting for that number to be called, because you're just ambling about. You don't have a really good thing that you're doing in that moment.
Yeah.
But yeah, there you go. Some of the question of the day. What are the things that are frustrating to wait on but worth the wait? We'll see. Hopefully, both of these instances are worth the wait.
Come on, Breggy. Come on, OC.
Yeah, man. At this point, let's go ahead and get this Bregman thing done. Because if you don't, what have we spent all this time for? And then, of course, OC. Like, you just need this to be the case. Because if you don't, it's going to be real frustrating to not have an offense that is firing all on cylinders. Yeah. Considering the way that this defense.
What about waiting on test results?
Ooh,
well, is that good or bad?
It depends on what the actual result is.
Yeah,
then sometimes they are not worth the wait.
I mean, it could be a school test. Yeah. It could be a health test. Just sitting there waiting. And once you get the results, you're like, I feel a little better.
Yeah.
Somebody started talking about, football season to start. That's a great answer.
Yes, it is.
I feel like I'm the wrong person to say that, though, because I'll get into the middle of the season. I'm like, damn. I'm ready to go. And then we'll get into off season. I'm like, why was I ready to go get out of football season so much? I want to get back to that. All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Hope you're listening on the Odyssey app. A few people have let us know that they're listening on the Odyssey app. So I know that they are going to be entered into the Slam Dunk in Vegas national contest that Odyssey's putting on. All you got to do is listen to Sports Radio 610 for an hour each day to get your daily entry into this contest. And the winner will be headed to Vegas with a flight and hotel accommodations for them and three guests, plus $20,000 to fund the ultimate viewing experience for the first two rounds of the college basketball tourney. That's right. All you got to do, listen to Sports Radio 610 on the Odyssey app. Make sure you're signed in for that to go through. All right, coming up next, let's go around the NFL, where I have a reason why this Heat executive is rooting on a particular team to win the Super Bowl. I'll explain what I mean next.